Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Pulpit. This is Brother Justin here. As we study the book of Habakkuk, we're finding out that we need to fear the Lord, don't we? We spent the last two broadcasts on the fear of the Lord out of Habakkuk chapter number 3 and verses 3 through 16. The fear of the Lord. I don't think I'd have to have an argument with anybody that has half of a Bible brain that there is no fear of the Lord across the land, no fear of the Lord in the community anymore. It used to be an hour in a day when you would dare not smoke a cigarette on church property. You dare not even throw a piece of paper on church property. And how about never even wear a ball cap on church property? Now, you can say what you want about those things. Those are preferences. I'll give you that. But there was a certain respect for the house of God because there was a fear of God. I could tell you many, many reasons why there is no fear of God in our land. I believe the number one reason is, all excuses aside, there's a lack of the true word of God. The truth has been thrown in the gutter, friend. There's not much knowledge of God. And if there's no knowledge of God, there's no fear of God. God said in his word in Hosea, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." And it's sad to say that we're living in a land with no fear for God. Habakkuk was an individual, though, that had the fear of God. When he heard the word of God in verses 3 through 15 of chapter 3, he trembled, didn't he? He quivered. He feared God. I want you to look at this passage of Scripture with me. We've kind of, bounced around in this portion for the last two broadcasts, but let me say some things about God from this passage. Number one, He is the God of majesty. In verse number 3 of chapter 3, the Holy One from the Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens. The earth was full of His praise. His brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of His hand, and there was no hiding of His power. Before Him went pestilence, and burning coals went forth at His feet. I believe that Habakkuk is thinking about God coming to Mount Sinai, where the law was given to Moses. He was remembering that account. We know from that account, when the law was given to Moses, there was fire and smoke, and the earth trembled. The whole earth shook as God came. Notice that phrase, God came, verse 3. When God came, there was majesty seen. It was overwhelming and astonishing. And Habakkuk must have thought at this moment, there's no one like God. There is no one to be feared like God is to be feared. He is God and He is majestic. I'm reminded of the verse in Isaiah chapter number 46 and verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. We do well to remember and go back in our minds, not to formulate our minds to the God of this world, but renew our minds to the God of old, and the God of old is still the God of today. Friends, we need a high and holy biblical vision of who God is. And He is the God of safety, the God of refuge, the God of shelter. And no harm can come to us, even if we are in the last of the last days and on the verge of impending judgment. No harm will come to us if we're hid in Him. He might be full of fury and wrath, but if God be for us, who can be against us? He's a God of majesty, and he's a God of might. Look at this in verse 6. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations. The everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. Habakkuk is contemplating what God did when he made a way for his people from Egyptian bondage and led them through the wilderness and helped them across the Jordan to defeat all their enemies. He was thinking about the might of God, the power of God, the strength of God. God is almighty. No one can measure the earth except the Lord. Habakkuk imagined God who made the earth. He's looking upon the earth and measuring the earth as a general would measure out a battle campaign. God sees exactly what needs to be done, and he does it. We have plans, but God has actions. He goes on to say in verse 7 and 8, I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased? Was he angry? Did he have wrath? Well, yes. Habakkuk knew that the God who parted the Red Sea and the Jordan protected his people with the fiery pillar by night and a cloud by day is the Almighty God. When we are alone and full of trouble, we need to look up. So many people, when they're in trouble and they're scared, literally, of the times that we're living in, they look inward. You don't need to look inward, and you don't need to look outward. You need to look upward. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. My help cometh from the Lord. Many people looking all around. They're looking all around, but they're not looking up. They're just looking at all the circumstances. They're looking at all the troubles and all the sin and iniquity. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Psalm 121. Let me tell you, the Lord is majestic, and the Lord is mighty. And there is nothing, nothing the enemy can do against you or against me except the Lord allows him to do it. The Lord is greater. He's stronger. He's more powerful. He is mighty. Let us return to the fear of the Lord and see him majestic and see him mighty. And tomorrow, even though he's majestic and even though he's mighty, oh boy, he is merciful as well. May the Lord richly bless you. We appreciate you so much spending some time with us today studying God's Word.